Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's almost time for me to go, but I had to take a very, very quick call today because today is World Cancer Day. So I wanted to finish this show by speaking with Pam Finn, who's doing something very special. Pam's on the line. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for talking to us today about this fundraiser. Really
absolutely no problem. Can you talk to me about the campaign? What is it called and what's it all about?
Okay, it's called For Cap's Sake. And how it started was this time last year, my sister Ruth was diagnosed with cancer. And like the devastation of being diagnosed with cancer and realizing that as part of that, she had to do chemotherapy and lose her hair. She really didn't want to lose her hair. So I researched, how can we prevent that? So I found this cap that is from the UK, but it's only available in 15 hospitals in Ireland. And we sourced it. She used the cap during her chemotherapy treatment and saved most of her hair. So we want to make sure that it's available for all the hospitals in Ireland, as many as possible, and to raise awareness that it's available and that, like, if you're diagnosed with cancer and you have to go through chemotherapy, at least there's a choice that you can save your hair.
It is incredible to know and to find out today that this is possible, that there's a possibility that you won't lose your hair if you have this treatment and use this cap. So that's incredible news, by the way. So what are you asking people for? To help raise funds to get it into all the hospitals?
Exactly, Jennifer. So we're like, if you follow For Cap's Sake, just go Google it or follow it on GoFundMe. Post a picture of your cap on social media with the hashtag #4CapSake. And it's just as much about awareness as raising funds. So we've a marker there, €30,000 we're hoping to raise to get it into at least two hospitals because it's €15,000 for the unit.
Okay.
But it's more that people start asking, Jennifer, that when they're in the hospital. Now, it doesn't work for every chemotherapy treatment, but it has a really, really high success rate. And unless Ruth went through this, we wouldn't have known about it. And I think, you know, at the time, we had 10 days to source the cap. So, and it was the height of COVID. And it was a scramble to find. We wanted to just reduce all that stress for families and cancer patients.
Good on you. How is Ruth doing now?
She's mighty. She's flying it. She's like a celebrity. She's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, yeah, Ruth, if you're listening. Good honour. That is incredible. So just finally, Pam, where can people go if they want to donate a few quid?
Yeah, so they can go on to Instagram for Cap's Sake. Just find us on that, or else go on to GoFundMe.com and it's For Cap's Sake. And just, Jennifer, finally, like, we've got so much support. We just got notification that Esquire's Coffee are going to give us a donation. And
good
so many people that are just, like, huge supporters. So thanks to everybody so
and
far.
And thanks to you for bringing this awareness, because I know I never heard that this was even possible. So thanks for researching that. You must love your sister.
I absolutely adore her. She's a little warrior. So, like, listen, she was the one that had to go through, Jennifer, and it's people like you that are sharing the news. So thank you to you and your team and to everybody. And
you're very
welcome. Your listeners will be able to help as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Pam, thanks so much. There we go. That is Pam talking about World. It is World Cancer Day today, in case you didn't notice. So you can go and check it out. For Cap's Sake with the number 4. There we go.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.